This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Here at Joy, we love our animals and, you know, they become part of our family, especially for the LGBTI community. Here at Tom and Mikey, we love the RSPCA.
We do.
We're so lucky in the studio this morning. We have Tegan McPherson, who's the head of operations for RSPCA. Hello, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Look, to start off, Tegan, what's the life in a day of the operations manager for the RSPCA?
Are you not really a typical day. Yesterday was cats focused, the day before I was horse focused. So it just depends on what's happening on.
But I mean, you're running adoption centres, retail stores, volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, the vets. I mean, your job description isn't just one thing. I mean, hundreds of variety of animals, all different things.
Yep. So we have seven sites across Victoria that all have adoption centres operating out of them, as well as shelters. We've got 3 veterinary clinics and all have a pet retail offering as well.
That's so great. Look, Tegan, we've got a really large cat welfare issue at the moment. Why is that?
Cats are notoriously good breeders, and unfortunately we have a significantly high number of cats out there that aren't de-sexed. So we know that particularly in the warmer months, they're breeding at a significantly high rate, which increases the number of stray and unwanted cats and kittens out in our communities.
So because it's been a late start to winter, does that increase their season? Like, do cats, you know, in my mind, I think about being a farmer, you know, spring we see all the lambs, you know, but cats will actually probably breed out of season, will they?
We're actually finding that we've still had kittens coming into our shelters later this year than what we would expect. So we've still got kittens coming through our doors now, and we'd normally see that start to taper off.
So at the moment, the RSPCA is overflowing with pussy.
Yes.
Is that what we're
indeed
saying?
Indeed. Indeed.
Thomas.
A cat. I mean, that's lovely.
How can we help is my big thing. Don't even indulge him even a little bit. How can we help the situation?
Well, we have an adoption promotion on at the moment. It's been running for a couple of months now, but until the end of May, so only a few days left, we've got cats for no fee and kittens available for adoption for $50.
So
no
way. A cat for free?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's great. Is that more of a worry? Should people not have to pay? I mean, you're the operations manager. You run it. I worry sometimes that I think of my children. Give them things for free, they don't always respect it or take care of it.
That's
where
a good
they've
point.
Had to work for it and pay for it, they're more likely to respect it. No, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't think with an animal,
you'd love it
anyway.
People still have to go through our full adoption process, so they're certainly not coming in and picking one up.
Here's a cat,
out the door. Yeah. And so we still go through that process of making sure it's the right fit for the animal and the right fit for the person.
Which you'd have to, because you think everyone wants a baby kitten, because nothing's cuter than a little kitten rolling around the carpet chasing.
Yeah.
So I could understand maybe adult cats are probably a lot harder for people to adopt, and takes a while to get them to kind of love you. I know my partner's old cat, it took years before he would look at me. Well, you know, but they're just so used to having that one partner, the new person arrives.
You've got that effect on people, I think. So.
I do, don't I?
Yes. We also, with our senior cats, so those that are over 10 years of age, are free as well.
Little veteran cats.
Oh, that's really cool. I would like another cat, but we have 3 dogs in a house now, and I don't think a poor cat would want to live in a house with 3 dogs.
There's some pretty resilient cats out there, so.
So also, you guys do de-sexing. So if people are out there, you do have a cat, and I mean, get it de-sexed. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
They're a lot cleaner. It's medically better for them.
Yes.
But if they're a little bit poor, what can they do?
There's often programs out there for subsidised de-sexing at a lower fee. So I know Lost Dogs Home, they have a van that is engaged by local councils. We're also looking at a program to run in the northern suburbs in the coming months, where residents from the cities of Whittlesea, Darebin and Moreland will have the opportunity to have a subsidised rate for their DSEC.
Which is probably more important for those with cats that live on the edge of our bushland, where there are a lot more native animals and they're out there. It's probably a lot more important that they are de-sexed and also are brought inside at night.
Yeah. Definitely.
Tegan, thank you so much for the work that you do, though, and for your time coming in. I know it's so crazy weather out there, so thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.